Actually, as we speak, Rav Motl's giving a shiur in the shul. I'm not there now. He's giving a shiur in the shul. But he has nachas knowing that we're learning his Torahs. In these mamarim, Rav Motl is touching upon all of the main nekudas of Torahs HaChasidus. And bringing us into the neshama of Chassidus. And of course, each and every one of us, we have to learn, and we'll try to learn together, to focus more on pnimius, on the pnimius of Chassidus. But as a hakdama, what we're learning is something which is unequaled, this hakdama. We're on page Yud Zayin, where it says on top, Shia Pei Tes, we have a little bit less to look at the pages a little bit. So where it says, Ha'odam work of miguf v'nefesh. You see it? On the bottom it says Yud Zayin. On top it says Shir Pei Tes. It's Gilyan Chav Ches. Ha'odam work of Miguf Nefesh. Now, I just wanted to remind you at the end where we were up to last week. Rav Motl brought a famous teaching of the Bali Musar, which is the simple pshat in Shulchan Aruch, that you have this strange and somewhat tragic katness of a human being, that at the moment that somebody who he loved was nifter, and his meisay is muta lufanav, namish, the person is lying there. The nifter is lying there. So even though, of course, he has the rice kriya, he has the tear. But b'shas ma'isi, the zirusha, depends if it's just him, a shechyanu, if it's also somebody. The other yarshim tovimaiti, that's not important for now. But he makes a brach. And the Balei Musar go to town on this, as we saw. And those who are familiar have seen this in many of the Musar Svarim. To show how pathetic a human being is. That even though this person would swear up and down, how could you accuse me of feeling any simcha over a Yerusha? Over a Yerusha, money? My father is lying here, and I'm thinking about a Yerusha, about a Manech. And the Shulchan Aruch says, we're not talking here now about your reputation. Just make a bracha. Shechiyanu? It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And as always, the Balei Musar reach into that painful part of who we are that has in it a kezayis, a kebetza plus of katness, of smallness, of selfishness. Nitamas. Din Shulchan Aruch. That there is such a thing in a human being. That it's Mesa is mutal of fun of that the person is lying then. He loves the person. The person is lying there, is dead. Because the Torah has penetrated to the part of that person that at the moment of his greatest sadness, there's this crazy machshava that, you know, I'm going to finally be able to pay off my chayvus, I'm going to get that new home, and, you know, in Ramat Beit Shemesh, whatever. Ramat Givat Zev, I'm sorry. Ramat Givat Zev, you know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. He would never admit that to himself, he wouldn't admit it. Forget about to another person. What am I, a Russia? But to himself, he wouldn't admit it either. But that's the mitzvahs. So we saw the last paragraph on the top of that page is that no one's arguing that's an Imra Amitis in the Chayna. No one's arguing that that's true. But you'd never ever find this Pshat in Chassidus Svar. And not because it's not true. Afki Amasu. It's true. And not only that, Chassidus also insists that a person be honest with himself. And if you look in the Svarim HaKadoshim, the inyan of Midvar Sheker Techa, and of Loisoinu, of not to lie and not to deceive, Loisoinu in Kosk was not only a one Jew that should not deceive another Jew, not only between one Jew and another, but not to deceive yourself either. And whoever has touched the Svarim of Pinchas Karitza or Mendel from Kotsk, all the Svarim, they're brutally honest. And one can't run away from the truth. So why wouldn't you see such a Varat in a Chassidish Sefer? No way. You would never see that in a Chassidish Sefer. Even though the Chassidim, the Tzaddikim are masking, it's Emes. And a person has a katness, an unbelievable smallness, to be thinking about money when the mace is in front of him. It's Emes. And also one should not delude oneself. No one argues with that. It's not a game. But with Cholzois, it's not to be seen. Such a thing is not to be seen. Now this and other things like it are not going to be found in the Chassidus Svarim. Why? Val Peters, let's continue. Val Peters Achsidus, Claude Amurka Mishtena Foshes. Of course, the start of Chassidus and understanding ourselves, which is the whole Tanya, is that a person is Murkav Mishtei Nefashis. That a person, a Yid, is built of two Nefashis. Umuhusa Amitis V'ani Ha'amiti Shaloi Hu Nishmasa Shichelik Alakami Mal Mamash. All Chassidus, and every single Torah that you ever learn in Chassidus Svarim is, this Yisoid, that the Muhus of who he is, the essence of who he is a chelik elokami mal mamish, is a piece kivyochel of the Bar Adam himself. That Atzmus Hashem, God himself, is the essence of a Jew. V'haneshama hina kol kula toiv. And the neshama, which is the essence of the Jew, is kol kula toiv. Period. Toiv. V'toiv kaze, sha'odom ba'atzma eni yochel lahasik, is ha'toiv kaze. The toiv of who we are, be'etzim, is such a toiv that we can't possibly be masik. We can't possibly be masik, that toiv. When we taste that toiv of who we are, there's no bigger tanug. The tanug is a tanug, is the pleasure, the joy, the delight, is a tanug of Kivyochel himself that's inside of us. Was the Svarim HaKadoshim talk like Barichas or Befat, the Chabad Svarim, Chanukah, if you look in Tofrei Samach Vav, all the Svarim, a Tanug Atzmi, what it means. There's no bigger pleasure in the world than tasting the essence of oneself. When a person tastes that atzmius of who he is, which is elokus, all the taivus, all the other things are silly. Everything else is silly. So what about our pathetic friend over here that's making a shechianu while his father's lying over there at his feet, or his mother? What about this achmanis of a Jew? Why is it that the chassidim don't want to talk about that? Mitzad in the neshama yesh l'rak midas toivus. Mitzad in the neshama, mitzad the chelak elokam imal, a Jew is only midas toivus. V'loy rak midas toivus ba'alma. Not just that he has nice midas, he's a nice guy. Elohu nivra eloki. It's a piece of elokus that's meslabish in a guf. It's a piece kivyochel of the infinite one that's enclosed in bosav adam. In a physical guf. Sheyesh lo midos eloikios, not midos toivos. Eloikios. Midos ke'elu shal yidei zeh hudoyme mamish l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That each and every one of us is mamish roi to be a Navi. Is roi to be a Navi. Zdoy me mamish al kadosh baruch hu, mahu af ato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yaakov Avinu by his own name. We learned that. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls a Jew Aleph Lamed, Kel. Umike Kel Yeshurun. Yeshurun is Yaakov. Yaakov means every Jew. Ma'azar b'chaim, afu b'chaim. Ma'hu b'chaim, afzar b'chaim. Means every single Jew who ever lived. Shimcha ha-godl v'akodesh aleinu karasa. Shimcha ha-godl v'akodesh aleinu karasa. V'atoiv shalhu toiv elukim amish. If the toiv doesn't mean just a nice guy, it's toiv elukim amish. V'ino b'al chesed nifla b'yoysa. B'al chesed nifla b'yoysa. Elishum elubish b'guruf. Now we're getting to our friend who's making Yishechiyonu. Because inside of him he's happy about the Yerusha. And the goof is mole chesroinus. It's filled with chesroinus, with all kinds of problems and stuff. And it's emes. And from that perspective, from the Bechinas Haguv, the Sachmanas, that from that world of Bosav Adam, the person is, there's some simcha over the Yerusha. When the mace is lying over there, there's some simcha for the Yerusha. Now, each person, listen very carefully to these next couple of sentences. Each person has always, at every moment of his life, two sugyas to be mevar. Two sugyas. There's the sugya of the neshama, and there's the sugya of the guf. Two sugyas, l'samig ben. Yochel hu l'hachnis l'samig b'sugyas aguf. He could throw himself completely into the sugya of the guf, the sugyas aguf. He can immerse himself with big lumdis in the sugyas aguf, in the deepest way, into the sugyas aguf, which is what the Chacham Musa were doing. The Chacham Musa were m'samkin b'sugyas aguf. You couldn't pull the wool over their eyes for nothing. They were misamkim besugyas haguf. They understood odim yisoydem e'ofer, soifay la'ofer, benafsha yavi lachmoy, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. The sugyas haguf. All of Musa is the sugyas haguf bi'iyun rav. To understand the sugyas haguf. And the Chachmai Musa were able to detect the tiniest little nekuda of selfishness, of shaloi lishma, of laziness. Which is true. In the Sugyas Haguf, 100%. Ulayin heitiv b'karchas Haguf. Ulevar hadover hadek heitiv. Therefore, when a person does this, he has to go with the intention, I am not going to deceive myself. I have a guf, and my guf is a complicated and greedy, selfish, self-absorbed mitzvahs in my life. I'm not saying that somebody else did that. It's me. It's my guf. I know that I'm a bal guf, which is made of coarse physical matter. V'aguf hazeh u'molei chesoinus. And the guf is molei chesoinus, filled with chesoinus. That's one sugya. Sugyas haguf. We always have to be careful to learn that sugya in an honest way. Either, on the other hand, on the other hand, there's the sugyas hanisham. Now, since we're children, where do we have more bekiyas? In sugyas haguf or sugyas hanisham? Huh? Sugyas haguf. The guf we're familiar with, the guf we've been has been indulged by Jewish mothers, and we've been indulging for years. And the sugyas haguf, that's the gist of the yankasi. You know, that's that we learned that in cheder the guf. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm angry. How come she or he got more than me in the house with the children? The sugyas haguf. By the time we even know we ever heard of the neshama, we already in the sugyas haguf. We already know bavli and yusham. By the time we get to the neshama, especially since be'emes the gilu and neshama is only from b'mitzvah, we really can't access the neshama in those early years. We really can't access the neshama. Ani hayoyim yildeticha is the bar mitzvah. That's what Degel Machan Ephraim told Rabbi Nachman about the bar mitzvah, his nephew. Ani hayoyim yildeticha. Today, be'emes, you were born. The neshama and guf, in the guf. So, let's imagine if we'd be talking about the Gra, the Vilna Gaon. By the time the Vilna Gaon was 8 years old, he knew more than all of us together are ever going to know, probably. Maybe I shouldn't say it's not so nice, but because we're not giving up, we should try hard. But it's a good chance that the Gra, by the time he was 8, knew more than all of us. I don't mean individually, I mean together. And still, he was called an Einar Bar Das. It was an Einar Bar Das. It's hard, we don't understand what that means. But to say the Grob was Einar Bar Das, or say the Rogatchover was closer to our generation. So the Grob, we say that, no. But the Rogatchover, I know Jews, I've met Jews who saw the Rogatchover, who were by the Rogatchover. Not one, not two. I spoke to many. There was in Queens, Rabbi Teitz from Elizabeth, Rabbi Teitz, all of a sudden his brother, Rabbi Elia Teitz from Queens. He used to tell us stories about the Rogatchov. Whatever we've read in the Torah about the Rogatchov is nothing compared to what it was. It was mavil esarayin that a human being was such that could be such a thing as a person like that. So imagine to say that the Rogatchov the day before his bar mitzvah. You know, Rabbi Yosef, you're not a badass. You're not a badass. There's a mitzias of Nefesh Bahamas, there's a mitzias of Nefesh Elokis. But the Zohar Kodesh teaches us that this galus ha-neshama, this galus ha-neshama makes a difference with the Ragachor of the Goyin. That this galus ha-neshama of the Nefesh Elokis cannot be before the bar mitzvah. And because of that, even the Gra and even the Rogatchov, even though they're geniuses and they know everything, because something is not right. Something is not right. And what's not right is that at that time before Gilui HaNeshama, in every single thought, word, and action, there's the metzius of me, of the ego. To be incapable of being botel tasha. It's a very, very big Indian. It's an important question and it would need more time. But that's the metzius. So one ulidach ha-yochel is samik besugis ha-nesham. One could be misamik, one second, one could be misamik besugis ha-nesham. There's the sugis ha-guf, and there's the sugis ha-nesham. Sheyarbel is b'ayin mechelek l'kamim al-shaloi. That a person should be marbe l'zboinin to look deeply into the, into what? Into the chelek l'kamim mal shaloi, to understand what is the chelek l'kamim mal? What is that? What is that chelek l'kamim mal that defines the essence of my, of who I am? What is that? V'yeda es goyle mailes nishmasu kirabihi. And to know, to the best of one's ability, the goydel mailus nishmasa, the greatness of his nisham. The yagdel v'yamshich oiris l'chelek elokomimal, and by doing so, to be misboinein in the elokus within oneself, to increase and to draw more and more oiris, more energy and more light, to be megala. V'yiroyme mis'or nishmasa l'malu l'malu, to lift up, to increase the or of the neshama stronger and stronger. And the person can look into the sugya of the borei olam, of the creator, and gadlus Hashem, and how a human being was given the ability to be mamshich oireis from the or ein soif baruch hu into this world, into his life. He has the ability to learn pnimiyus hatorah. And a human being has the ability to be miskashia to the Kedusha Shabbos. To understand what is Shabbos, what is Shabbos, and to be miskashia to Kedusha Shabbos. V'yikashia atzma b'tzadik hador. And he has the ability to be mekashia himself to the tzadikim. V'chayyotze b'kach yaseh dvarim ke'elu, when he could be engaged in all of these unbelievable big things. Sheachnisu boy ha'orvis gedoilus v'nesgovis, that will infuse within him greater and greater light of the or ein sof baruch hu. V'lomoloi l'hisamik besugyis aguf. Why should he be misamik besugyis aguf? I'll get there just to finish this in. Why should the person be misamik besugyis aguf? The attitude of the Gedolei Chassidus was not to ignore the Sugyas HaGuf, but to highlight, with strong highlight, in a very, very clear way, Sugyas HaNesham. V'nikichein nuchal lishal ha'odam. Now we get back to the guy who has the mace lying in front of him. And Shulchan Aruch says he makes a brach on the Yerusha. What a horrible katnus. What a horrible thing. So Musa Sfarim talk about it all over the place. This katnus of human being. But now we have to rephrase the question. The way that this inyan of this psak din of Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Avelis, the way that it's addressed by Talmid Avol Shem, and the way to understand it in the Mizgeres of Pnimiyus HaTorah is this way now. Look. V'nichenu chalushal odom ha'im b'shoa sh'ata zoyche pam liyaz b'matzim rum v'na'ala b'yoyser k'goyim b'shabes b'tfilas nishmas. Let's talk about a Jew who's in a state, a matzav of exaltedness, of raimimus. For instance, he sang on Shabbos the tefillah of Nishmas Kol Chai. Or let's say it's at the moment of Ne'ilah. of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim, is that that moment of Roimimus, is that moment of Gilui HaNeshama, some taste of the self, of the essence of oneself. Ha'im gam oz nuchal loymer lach hashata sameach b'misa sakarev shalcha, b'nei shata yerish ha'isai. At that moment, of his alas, at that moment of ti'imas ha'neshama, the chelik al kamimal, at that moment, could we say that the person is happy that his relative died because he left some money? At that moment. Don't talk about every other moment. We understand every other moment what a human being is. At that moment of his galus ha'neshama, at that moment, the person is much, much higher than his normal matzav. Like the marshal that the Piyasats and the Schusin gave, the marshal of the Ben Melech, who is Isaac and disgusting things, and everybody's trying to tell him what he's doing wrong, and he doesn't care. Then there was one chacham that went and gave him a telescope, and set the telescope to look in the telescope at this, and he was able to see with the telescope the room and all the riches that were prepared for him in the palace. And he remembered that he's a Ben Melech. And B'shas Maise, when he's looking at that telescope, in the telescope, and he sees what's a Ben Melech. There the Piyazessin is explaining Chazal's Lashon, La'olam yihyeh adam gavoya mimaisav. It's an interesting Lashon. That a person should be higher than his own actions. Lord miyadam gavoya mimaisav. So the Ben Melech is stuck in his maisim. His maisim are disgusting. He's with all the lowest peasants. He's doing all kinds of disgusting things. The Chacham gives him a telescope, and with the telescope, he's able to take him into a place that's gavoya mimaisav. What does it mean gavoya mimaisav? So if you look in the Bali Musa, the sense that you get is, he is his maisim. His maisim are what? The maisim of a peasant. And let's dissect every single thing this Ben Melech has been doing for the past 10 years. He's the lowest peasant of all the peasants. And he has to be honest, and he has to change, and he has to fix this. So what does it mean, lo'olam yadam gavoya mimaisav? So the Rebbe explains in Derech HaMelech that gavoya mimaisav, higher than his actions. La'olam yadam gavoya mimaisav. That's what he's saying. Harei bevadei shos ha'adam hu gavoya har b'yoisim yimatzov ha'harogel. When it's Ne'ila, or it's Nishmas on Shabbos, whatever it is, when it's a moment of tremendous, tremendous aliyah, where the person is tasting something of that chelek alakom yimal inside of him. Is higher than dvarm kegoin elu, like this inyan of a yerusha, the person died, I'm thinking about money.
The next column.
He's bechlal not in the whole inyan of taivus, of desires, not for money, not for anything else. We understand that if it were possible for a person to live in a place of tasting that chilek al-kamimal inside of him, there wouldn't be a problem with going on a computer. And there wouldn't be a need for filters and for asifas and for all kinds of letters and chayrims and so on. The achmanis of all of these things is because it's all about the sugi saguf, which is Amos. And we can't make believe it's not Amos. Of course it's Amos. But it's Rachmanis. It's the Sugya Saguf. Adam Yisoyda Me'ofer V'Soyfer La'ofer. That's the Sugya Saguf. The Sugya Saneshama. When a person comes into contact with that part of himself, with that Mitzias of who he really is, with the Etzim of who he is, which is a shtickel lukus. So what are they? He has a taiva for these things. He doesn't have a taiva for the Yerusha. And he doesn't have a taiva for other things. He has one thing. It's l'sanagal Hashem. L'sanagal Hashem. So, you don't have to have all kinds of filters and passwords. Bechlal not. He's not in the inyan of the guf. He's not in the inyan of the guf. And we understand that if somebody would come over to you during the Ilah, during Hashem Elokim, I would say, look, this is something you'd like to see. You'd look at him like he's from another planet. Bechlal not in that parasha. The guy can say to you, what are you talking about? We do this all the time. Why can't we do it tonight? See, you look at him like he's crazy. And come on, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. So you think Hashem Elokim is not Hashem is not Elokim on a regular Monday night in Kislev? Hashem is not Elokim? Hashem is Elokim tonight also. I don't know if you still have to touch your computers tonight. Hashem is Elokim tonight also. But the tzaddik lives every moment in that place of Hashem Elokim. He's mufshat altogether from these taivas. The ikke tachlis of the Svarma Kadosha is to be magbir koyach haneshama, to reveal and to intensify the koyach haneshama shaloi. Because when that happens, there are yiplu baderech mimela kolatayvus ashvein shaloi, which the inyan of Chanukah being ma'isif ha'harlech. Of being moisif aharlich, the Urhan Neshama, being moisif aharlich. But of course, so then you're asking, so how come all the Chassidish Rebbes are screaming about the computers and about the internet and all that? So it's like the Maisa with the Divrei Chaim Sussilana when he was coughing. So you know the Maisa with the Chaim that. The Rebbezin wanted him to have hot tea, and the Divrei Chaim was in a place of, you know, he was in a place of dveikus. He was coughing, and they wanted him to have, the family wanted him to have tea. So the Chazkel Shinnever had to interrupt him from his learning, from his dveikus. He had to shake him out from his dveikus. And he's standing there with a cup of tea. And the Vachayim says, what did you do? He says, it's important, Father, it's important for you to have a cup of tea. So the Vachayim said, tea? He says, in Hatzilus, there's no such thing as tea. He was in Hatzilus, you know, in the highest. So the Pasuk Shnevi says, in Hatzilus, nobody coughs either, Tati. You understand? Gave him a good, it was a good word. There's no coughing in Atzilus either. Okay, so you're not in Atzilus. I'm not in Atzilus. You're coughing, have a cup of tea. So in all due respect, Mommy's worried about you. So you can't say, so to say this is not, I'm not affected by these things. I'm fine. Again, nobody's arguing with the Din of Shulchan Aruch. But that a person's entire life should be the sugyas aguf, and to be in the shmutz, to be in the dirt of the guf, and to everything the guf, the ego, nachamal, the ego. The derech HaBal Shem is to be magbir or haneshama without compromising chas v'chalila with your shemayim. Therefore, those who originally accused the Chassidim of being Mekel Chalila in Yonim of Yerushalayim, history itself proved that to be an untrue accusation. And the tzaddikim themselves, the Chavetz Chaim, Chassam Sofer, and other tzaddikim, were not from the Chassidim, said that the Metzius is that the more medactic in Yonim of Tznius, and more medactic, I'm not saying all, or I'm not saying in touch with Ayindal necessarily, but by those tzaddikim, they were saying that they're more medactic in Yonim of Yashamayim than those who are not learning Chassidus, than those who do not call themselves Chassidim. They're more medactic in Yonim of Tznius and Yashamayim. It wasn't that there's not Yashamayim. It wasn't Chalil to deceive oneself. That's what he explained. And B'derech Memeila, the Tayyavis HaGuf, Memeila, all the Kola Tayyavis HaShvein shall go away. When a person comes to the Madrega of Gilu HaNasham, this is what the Svarim HaKadoshim are focused on. Imke. Now it's very hard for a person who's learning Svarim on the Parashat HaShavua to come to understand this. That's why it's so important to learn Tanya's. This is the week of Yutes Kislev. Even someone who doesn't normally understand that can understand it this week. That to learn Tanya, and to learn it over and over again, inside out, outside in, to understand. Because that's the whole yisoid of Tanya. What a Jew is, and to be magbir on the neshama. When a person learns Tanya carefully, very, very, very carefully, and then he learns the other svarim, so then the other svarim are all helping to carry out the poil, what the Baal Tanya was explaining. And even when you learn the Musa svarim, it's a different way to learn after you learn Tanya carefully. Im kein maduot zvichem loyim ala adam dalach hashata hincha per adam ubachesonis v'chayetz bekach. Therefore, the svarim kadoshim. So what do you have to talk to a person day and night about how he's an animal? He's a low creature, a low animal. Even though the guf understands that. And it's good for the guf to hear that. That we're on to him. And certainly one has to be honest. And the guf we have to refine the guf. We have to take care to work on the guf. To be mezakech the guf. Zil svas haguf shetzarech ladas is a chesroinu shalom. And the aleph base of the guf is to understand that avoid of the sugis haguf, the aleph base of that avoid is to understand one's chesroinu and to acknowledge one's mistakes and one's faults. But that's what you're talking about day and night. V'achen k'shemadar b'mel haguf, and when you're speaking to the guf, like when you're speaking to a little kid, of course you have to talk the lashon. You have to talk to what the child understands. He understands the lashon haguf. The same way that the guf becomes more refined by acknowledging and recognizing its chesroinus, its problems. It's magbe the karach neshama when the person hears the milus of the neshama of who he really is, be'etzim, of the muhus. The muhus of a Jew is not happy when someone dies, period. The muhus of a Jew doesn't care about money, about a yerusha, when someone dies. But like the Rav Chaska Shenev said, but not Natsilus. But the Mohus of a Jew doesn't want money from a dead person. It's not thinking about money in the Mohus of a person. The Metzius is that there's a part of us that is. It's like a Rachmanis. You either talk about that all day, what a pathetic, disgusting, low person you are, or you try to show this person with a telescope who you really are. And mimela, all of these issues will become betalim uvetalma, shavirin vila kayami. Mimela. Yeah, I'm sorry, I thought you're very patient here.
I was just asking a question on before. Based on what we were saying before, it almost sounded like it's almost impossible to do something with Shem Shemai as long as somebody is in the group.
It is impossible to do something completely Shem Shemayim. As long as it's neshama beguf, it's impossible to do something that's absolutely 1,000,000% l'shem shemayim. So of course, even the tanuk that a tzaddik has in his avodas Hashem, it's also something. We see such a thing in this one. That as long as the neshama is beguf, it's impossible that it should be 1,000,000,000% l'shem shemayim, l'shma, without the tiniest little nakuda of something that's not l'shem shemayim. It's impossible. Can't be. But it could be much better than it is. That's for sure. It could be much better. Doesn't have to be that. Doesn't have to be to be happy to get a Yerusha when someone dies. Doesn't have to be. The kolkach, the middle of the page. The kolkach yagbir sarah neshama. Kolkach yagbir sarah neshama. Ad shi yahapach gam es aguf shagam he tizrach v'tore b'orah neshama. So those who learn chassidus know that the tachlis of intensifying the light of the neshama and opening ourselves up to the light of the neshama is to defeat the nefesh ha'bahamas, to vanquish the nefesh ha'bahamas. Ad she'hapach gam es aguf shagam he tizrach v'tore b'orah neshama, that even the guf will be shining with the aura of the neshama. Which the truth is, that's the tachlis of creation. That's the inyan of Nisavagash Baruch Liyosli Yisbaruch Diyur B'Sachtayinim, is that the guf, which is the tachtayin of all tachtayinim, should be Oz Toye Eretz Mikvaydach. That even the guf, which is such a low thing, should be shining with Elokus. It should be Ishapcha Chashuchel Nahir, that the darkness is transformed to light. That's the tachlis of the creation of all the worlds. This avodah, where the neshama, the nefesh elokis, conquers the nefesh ha'bahamas. V'tachas asher yavod al haguf lahakoyis lahachnir. Instead of spending your whole life trying to beat the goof up and tell the goof to be quiet, leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone, you're making me crazy. Yochelu lahamshich oires ka'elu mitzad nishmaso, that a person will be able to be mamshich into his life such oiris of the neshama, ad shaguf timoshech mi'atzma ach or haneshama. That's the whole tanya. To the point that this is the avoid of the beinoni, that the guf will be completely drawn after the or haneshama. Va'guf tizbato b'derech mimeilu l'or haneshama. And the guf is memeil is misbattled to the Ur HaNisham. Not that it has to be constantly hit and beaten and punished and warned and it's been misbattled to the Ur HaNisham. Or b'dach memeil yinotzel mikol ha'chasoyne shaloi. And when that happens, the laziness is no longer there. The chaos, the anger is not there. And all the other bad midas, and all the other chesroinis, the taivis, aguf. It's taivis, aguf. What do you have to ask something?
Doesn't it seem more direct to say that the neshama is
It is more direct. That's why, as I said, from the time that we're children, we sense there being a direct correlation between who we are and the guf. And therefore, it is more direct. But that's Rachmanis. That's not Lachatchila. That's B'David. And the Gedolei Chassidus disagree that B'delei's Breira, if you have nothing to fall back on, you have to fall back on Yiras Ha'oinish. But the Zohar Kaddish says terrible Lashonis about a Jew whose entire Yiddishkeit is based upon the direct approach. The Zohar says such terrible Lashonis, I don't want to repeat them. Terrible Lashonis. that a Jew's entire life should be. Shul's direct. When I was in high school, I got a job working in a by a Jew, a very, very fine Jew, in his business. He had a 5 and 10, like a variety store. It was it. And he had the goyim working for him. And I couldn't bear the way he spoke to them. I just couldn't bear it. And I knew him as a very fine person. I never saw him like that. I knew him from shul, in the neighborhood. I didn't know him like that. Like something would fall on the floor and he would say, come here, you chalaria muskos, come over here. Well, he spoke to human beings. And this is going on, and I couldn't take it. Not that I'm such a nice guy, but I never saw such a thing. And like also with like racial thing, I was just not nice. So I was there for like 2-3 weeks, and I finally said to him, it was quiet, I said, look, I please don't be upset with me. I'm listening to this. I don't know how you talk to people like that. So he said, that's the only lesson I understand. He said, I tried. I didn't start this business yesterday. I tried. And that's the only lesson I understand. So I didn't accept that as an answer. But when I was older than that, so I was working in the Hashgacha business when we were first married. And Hashgachas, and I went there, we were cashing hotels and so on, to try to make some extra money. I was teaching yeshiva to try the Hashgachas. And I go there, and there was the older Mashgiach. He's a Talmud Chacham. And also, he talks to them like that. Terrible. And they reminded me of when I was younger, you know, and all that. So he said, I said to him right away, I said, how do you talk to people like that? He says, you know what, you talk to them nice. You talk to them nice. Talk to them their hearts. And he said, I'm going to. Because I was assigned to take care of their kitchen and this. I said, I'm going to talk to the guy in a nice way. And I did. I got nothing done. Absolutely nothing. They left. They went away. They came back late from lunch an hour. Nothing done. So I left the whole thing. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. I wasn't going to start talking like that. Why am I talking about this? Because it's a very direct way. It's a very direct way, but it's a big rachmanis. It is very direct. I wouldn't like it if somebody spoke to me that way. Now, you wouldn't like it because you feel inside of you a certain pride and a nefesh of a kiss. Nebuch, you have human beings that they don't have any. From the time they're in the world, they were spoken to like animals. And there's a certain lashon that they could understand. It's rachmanis. It's direct. And it got the job done. But it's rachmanis. So no one's arguing that this, to deal directly, to live your entire life in the sugya saguf, it's a direct way. You could do that when you're raising kids too. But I strongly recommend against it. You could talk directly to your kid when you see him doing something you don't like. You could talk to him directly. Not the same way you talk in the way they talk in the store. But you could talk directly. A lot of parents do. Direct. You could talk directly and say the truth. You're a lazy good for nothing. You're a lazy good for nothing. Like many parents say. Every other Jewish boy in the world just got up for davening. You're the only one that didn't get up for davening. What a lazy good for nothing. He is lazy. And it's direct. It's not a rachmanis. Is that the way to lift a person up? Is that the way to raise a person? Is that the way to make a child into a great human being? To make him into an elevated Jew? To say, like, to talk like that? And you know what? You'll probably get the job done. You'll probably get the kid out of bed. As opposed to the parents who have a different mahalach and they work with the kid in the way of the Chavis HaTalmidim. It'll take longer. it'll take longer, but they created an elevated person who, with himself, Mimela doesn't see a life of laziness as being anything that's worthwhile. As opposed to the one you knock over the head and get him out of bed. So he'll get out of bed, as long as a parent's standing there with a stick, he'll get out of bed. But you haven't changed him, you haven't educated him, you haven't raised him, you haven't elevated him. You haven't elevated him. So direct, you can get results. And the results are usually direct. But you didn't change anything. The tachlis of being in this world is l'shapchach hashuch l'nahayra, to change darkness into light. Not to keep on swinging at it, to change it. It's the same thing with the guf. You can keep your whole life beating and hitting and screaming and yelling, and then maybe it'll behave. Maybe you'll see results. That's not the tachlis. It's not the tachlis. It's not why we're put into this world. We're put into this world to be megala the Rabbeinu Shalom in this world, to uncover the Shechina Kedosha, to fill the world with Kvod Shemayim. We're put into this world to make this world, it should be a place, a dira l'tachtonim, not just a dira, but like Tzadikim said, elechtik a dira, a beautiful dira. A beautiful dira doesn't mean you're standing over there, somebody screaming and yelling and kicking and beating. And for the most part, when we were growing up, the shmuzen that we heard were about beating up the goof. Sometimes you have to give that shmuz. And no one's arguing with that. And that's why I said already weeks ago, that, and Ramat was saying, that we're not talking about not learning chas v'shalom, not learning musa. And we're not talking about not being honest about the goof. But the tactic of how to educate the goof is to treat it with respect. Not to beat it up. To treat it as something which is a klif elokus. If we would look at our guf as something, if we would look at the body as something which is an aron kodesh that's holding the neshama, we would be so much more careful how we treat our bodies with what we eat and how to exercise and take care of our bodies, and that we shouldn't go chas v'shalom to go into to do something disgusting to him, a tam of the guf. Because if the guf was conditioned from the time that it's in the world, that it's low, that it's disgusting, that it's low and it's disgusting. So on a good day, you'll be obedient. On a bad day, you'll do taka low and disgusting things. And you'll live your whole life, shayftim b'shayftim, tip nocha b'chal sharach. But you didn't fulfill the tachlis of being in this world. You came to the world as a guf, you left the world as a guf, and nothing changed. Our avoid in this world is gilui hanisham, gilui elokus. It's not as direct, but raising kids is also not. You have to be careful. I don't know if I'm answering the question. You have to be careful. The direct is effective, but it's only effective for the moment. It doesn't really, it doesn't bring about internal change. It's just for the moment it helps. We're talking about changing, about growing, be'emes, not just controlling, changing. That's the idea we're talking about. Okay, Mitzvah Shemble, we'll continue next time.